So chapter 2 verse 7.
祭司的嘴里常存知识。
For the lips of a priest to preserve knowledge.
人也当由他口中寻求律法。
And men should seek instruction from his mouth.
因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
明白吗? 这就是文士的开始。
This is how the scribes were started.
所以如果我们要问说, 文士和法利赛是怎么开始?
So if we ask how the scribes and the Pharisees were started, why did the scribes and the Pharisees become a problem
with Jesus?
Why were these people among those who said, crucify him, crucify him?
明明主耶稣降生在伯利恒,
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
几个博士都人都已经到了耶路撒冷。
Some wise men have reached Jerusalem.
那么现在律法, 希律不知道主耶稣应该降在哪里。
Herod didn't know where Jesus would be born.
他一定要找些读圣经的。
He needed to find people who read the Bible.
他就找的文士呢。
He found the scribes.
那么这些文士很快就把答案告诉他们。
The scribes gave them the answer immediately.
这些圣经都背得回来。
They already memorized the Bible.
他马上就以米迦书说, 基督应该降生在伯利恒。
They quoted Micah and said that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem.
那这些人如果降生在伯利恒,
if he was born in Bethlehem,
不过是5英里之外,
it's just 5 miles away.
为什么博士不远千里带着骆驼来朝见主耶稣?
The wise men traveled thousands of miles to meet Jesus.
几个博士准备好,
the wise men were prepared.
但是文士没有准备好。
But the scribes were not prepared.
对你们敬畏我们的,
for those who fear my name,
你要看见那是公义的太阳,
you will see the sun of righteousness rising.
到今天犹太拉比都说太阳还没有升。Today
the Jewish rabbis still say that the sun has not risen.
他们还等候弥赛亚来。They
are still waiting for the Messiah.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在清楚吗？
So now it's very clear.
为什么有人看见公义太阳升起？Why
did some of the people see the sun of righteousness?
为什么有人说除掉他？除掉他。And
why did others say to get rid of him?
是谁这么做的？
Who did this?
不是巴比伦的人。
It wasn't the people in Babylon.
不是漂流到全世界十个支派的人。
It wasn't the 10 lost tribes.
乃是那些回到耶路撒冷。
But it was those who returned to Jerusalem.
这就是当时以色列的情况。
This was the condition of Israel.
慢慢慢慢你就明白了。
And gradually you see.
经过了400年的功夫。
After 400 years,
你慢慢就看见许多的文士就慢慢就变质了。
You see that the scribes gradually change.
他们就和祭司完全分开。They
were completely separated from the priest.
他们很有学问。They
were very scholarly.
他们难得活在主里。But
they rarely lived before God's
presence. 所有知识都是头脑来的。All
of it was head knowledge.
所有知识都是图书馆书上得来的。It
was all from books in the library.
不要忘记。 许多的知识都是生知识善无赦书上的知识。Many
of that, much of that knowledge came from the tree of the knowledge of good.
本来读圣经的时候,
when they read the Bible,
不要忘记是满腔热血，很有热血，很爱主。They
truly loved God and they were very zealous.
但是因为多读几本书。But
as they read more books,
慢慢慢慢的，你看到这个年轻的热血就不见了。You
see that their fervency was gone.
弟兄姊妹，到底什么事情发生？So
what happened?
你的学问是迷人的东西。You
know that academia can.
你越没有学问，你越对学问着迷。The
more the less scholarly you are, the more you are.
你越不懂得科学，你越对科学着迷。The
less you understand science, the more obsessed.
所以有人说科学是万能的。So
some people said that science is all powerful.
但如果你真的有一点科学的知识和修养。
But if you really have some scientific understanding,
所以难怪有一句话说,
no wonder.
一个人伟大数学叫 Gauss, 他怎么说呢?
No, there was a great mathematician named Gauss.
他说微小的知识叫人远离神。
He said that a bit of knowledge causes people to depart from God.
渊博就是广大的知识反而叫人亲近神。
But a great amount of knowledge causes people to draw close to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们明白，本来是没有学问的。
So originally they had no academic knowledge. Now they do.
现在知道怎么解释圣经呢?
Now they know how to just now they know how to interpret the Bible.
慢慢就变成专家。
And gradually you become an expert.
别人尊敬你是专家。
People see you as an expert. And you think that you are an expert. Now you don't only read the Bible. You also know how to explain the Bible.
有的地方你就把它就解释掉了。
And some places you explain it away.
你可以用哥林多的风俗你就把它解释掉了。
You can use the book of Corinthians.
No. 哥林多的风俗, custom.
You can use customs to explain it away.
那你就看见世界很多东西你可以把它解释掉。
And with many world customs, you can explain it away.
你知道现在有很多人很有本领。
You know that there are many people with much
他可以告诉你说讲同性恋的圣经在全部圣经里面只有六个地方。
They dare tell you that there are only six verses in the Bible that speak on homosexuality.
他们觉得为什么大惊小怪？为什么大惊小怪？
So they say, why do people make such a big deal?
他们有办法就能够把这六个地方圣经全部解释掉。
They have ways to explain away all these six verses.
全本圣经有哪几次告诉我们主耶稣从女玛利亚生的呢？
And where in the Bible does it say that Jesus was born by the Virgin Mary?
他们很有本领就可以把所有从女玛利亚的圣经全部解释掉。
They are bold enough to explain away all those verses.
为什么你今天有许多的新神派的神学？
Why is liberal theology so rampant?
不要忘记了，这些人都以为是专家。
Remember that these people all thought they were experts.
这些人把圣经放在口袋里面。
They put the Bible in their pockets.
觉得他比圣经更多更大。
They think that they are greater than the Bible.
他可以多写几篇论文就变成多一点的专家。
They can write a few more theses and they can become better experts.
但是很可笑的一件事。
But a very laughable thing is
神的话永远比我们大。
That the word of God is always greater than us.
神说我爱你。
God said, I have loved you.
我怎么敢说你在什么事上爱我？
How would I dare to say, how have you loved us?
这是一个什么样的态度？
What kind of attitude is this?
你不是不读圣经啊。
It's not that you don't read the Bible.
如果你不读圣经，你怎么知道神说我爱你？
If you didn't read the Bible, how do you know that God said, I love you?
但现在你说你在什么事上爱我们？
But now you ask, where have you loved us?
这是一个什么样的态度？
What kind of attitude is this?
不要忘记，在主回来以前。
Before the Lord returned,
主第一次来以前,
before the Lord came the first time,
第二次来以前,
and before his second coming,
你听见神说话,
you see that God spoke and people also spoke.
因着这个缘故, 大家记得,
so please remember that before the Lord's first coming, these people returned to Jerusalem.
你看见他们有圣殿,
they have their temple,
有祭司,
they have priests.
你看见第一,
there was a great house of worship.
第二,现在你看,等到把圣殿打开以后,你看有祭司在那供职。
And after the doors are open, you can see the priest serving.
你看你还有敬拜的人。
And you see worshippers there.
牵牛牵羊来。
They're bringing their sheep and their oxen.
现在只差一点就行了。
And they're just missing one thing.
那就是你需要神学。
You need theology.
你需要个理论的基础。
You need a theoretical foundation. When will you have a theoretical foundation?
你明白吗？这些人是从巴比伦回来的。
These people came back from Babylon.
如果讲理论的基础，他们知道理论的基础。
They know the theoretical background.
所以慢慢慢慢他读圣经。
And as they read the Bible,
你看见吗？慢慢就解释圣经。
They explain the Bible.
问题在这里。 什么时候他们有了圣经又解释圣经？
And when you read the Bible and you also explain the Bible,
这就是神学。
This is theology.
如果今天有了神学，
And if you have theology,
有了圣殿，
If you have the temple,
有了祭司，
If you have the priest,
还有敬拜的人，
And you have the worshiper,
这是什么？
What is that?
这不是宗教是什么？
This is a religion.
我们讲一个宗教，它的条件是什么？
What are the requirements to be a religion?
有一个大的聚会的地方。
First, you must have a large meeting.
第二个，一定有敬拜的。
Next, you must have worshippers.
第三，一定有神职人员。
You must have clergymen.
第四，他一定有理论的基础。
And four, you must have a theoretical background.
如果没有理论的基础，这怎么算是个宗教呢？
Without a theoretical background, how can you call this a religion?
所以请大家记得。
So please remember,
犹太教什么时候诞生的？
When was Judaism born?
很清楚的，如果大家读历史的话，
If you read history,
犹太教呢，在主耶稣降生以前诞生。
Judaism was born right before Jesus was born.
所以主耶稣所面对的根本就是犹太教。
So Jesus faced the Judaism religion.
本来你看见神跟旧约的人的关系是活的。
You see that God used to have a living relationship with the people in the Old Testament. But after they were taken captive, after they returned.
他们的遭遇,
and because of what they encountered.
弟兄姊妹, 本来祭司就是文士就是祭司,
originally the scribes and the priests were both the same.
现在两个分开了,
but now the two went separate ways.
祭司专门做神职人员的工作,
the priest did the work in the temple.
但是文士呢, 可以提供你理论的基础,
but the scribes don't give you the theoretical background.
所以什么叫文士呢?
So what are scribes?
文士就专门解释圣经。
Scribes explain the Bible.
而这个法利赛人是专门遵守文士所解释的圣经。
And the Pharisees would follow what the scribes had interpreted.
那现在不同，现在问题在这里。 比方说安息日。
For example, the Sabbath.
你怎么知道安息日是先灵先的工作?
So how do you know that you can't do any work on the Sabbath? You must give a practical example.
那么到礼拜六, 安息日可以不可以挑水呢?
Can you draw water on Saturday, the Sabbath?
好了,现在谁来告诉我们安息日挑多少水才是工作工?
So who tells us that how much water you draw is considered doing work?
这是一杯的水。
So this is a cup of water.
我从这里拿到这里算不算做工?
Does it count if I move it from here to here to be work?
谁来解释的?
Who explains it?
圣经只讲说安息日歇了所有的工。
The Bible only says that you don't do work on the Sabbath.
圣经只有原则。
The Bible has a principle.
圣经不讲细则的。
The Bible doesn't give the details.
特别在新约时代。
Especially in the New Testament.
你知道原则在圣经里面。
You know that the principle is in the Bible.
细则是圣灵来引导我们。
But the details, the Holy Spirit leads us.
我们知道圣经就好像大的地图一样。
We know that the Bible is like a map.
那现在如果你跟着你车子跟着 跟着这个GPS导航器走的话,
but if your car follows the GPS,
那不要忘记,
you're following the Holy Spirit.
但这两个东西彼此不能, 要完全放在一起,
but you don't, but these two things must be put together.
有的人只跟随圣灵引导, 他不读圣经的,
some people only follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and don't read the Bible.
他只有导航器, 他不看地图的,
they have a GPS, but they never look at the map.
他不知道这个地方到底是跟那个地方到底方向在哪, 搞不清楚的,
he has no idea what direction is between one place and
所以,
another.
所以难怪有的人做导航, 开导航, 就开到田里面去了。
So no wonder some people follow a GPS into a field.
所以要记得一件事,
so please remember,
今天主把他的话给我,
today God has given us his word.
根据他的话,
and when God speaks through his word, it becomes our navigation system.
所以给我们看就是主需要借着的话来对我们说话。
So God needs to speak to us through his word.
那么现在很清楚的, 我们知道说现在在主耶稣回来以前,
so before the Lord comes back,
你看很明白的, 现在这些文士,
clearly these scribes,
他可以解释什么叫做做工,
can explain what is doing work.
所以刚才我们说过了嘛, 到底多少的水才叫做工,
how much water will be considered doing work.
现在有人来解释才可以啊,
now someone needs to explain it.
好了,他们文士就起来解释了。
So now the scribes explained it.
他说你的水啊, 如果多过能叫你眉毛弄湿, 这叫做工。
They said that if the amount of water causes your brows to become causes you to sweat, then that is doing work.
那弟兄姊妹,我到现在读了多少遍圣经,我也读不出这一点亮光了。
So after reading the Bible so many times, I don't see this light.
所以让我们明白,
so please understand,
这就是文士,
these are the scribes.
不仅有圣经, 而且对圣经的解释。
They not only have the Bible, they also have an interpretation.
那这是什么呢? 这就是所谓的遗传。
So this is tradition.
我们要知道说什么叫做遗传呢?
So what is tradition?
就是圣经有它的话。
The Bible has its word.
但是人好像觉得不懂。
The people don't understand.
需要有人把它解释过。
Someone needs to explain it.
所以解释过的圣经叫做遗传。
So what has been explained in the Bible is called tradition.
那么最细在主耶稣那个时候,
and during Jesus' time,
所有的法利赛人,
all the Pharisees,
他们不只遵守圣经的教训,
they obey the teaching in the Bible,
他们也遵守遗传的教训,
and also obey the teaching of tradition.
明白吗? 所以他们每次到礼拜六的时候, 他们绝对不敢浇水超过能够叫你眉毛弄湿。
So they definitely did not dare to draw water until they started sweating.
所以你看这些文士法利赛人实在很了不起。
So you see that these Pharisees and scribes are great.
只要文士怎么解释, 他们就怎么遵守。
If the scribe said something, the Pharisees would definitely.
所以在主耶稣那个时候,
so during Jesus' time,
不光有圣经,
there was the Bible.
还有对于圣经的解释。
but there was also a Bible interpretation. In today's words, this is theology. All seminaries explain the Bible. And people now believe not only the Bible, but also Bible interpretation. So, brothers and sisters, the Bible can't be wrong. But people's interpretations can be wrong.